Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my favorite colleague, Barry Shore, BarrySHore. And we're at my Body Confidence podcast, where entrepreneurs unite to find the best path for them and their business. Without going further, Barry, what are you up to and how people can connect to you? Tell
I
us.
have to tell you how much I love you, first of all. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking. You're always looking for finding the good. That's why you made the conscientious decision to tune in to listen to Coach Stephanie and your humble Barry Shore, the ambassador of joy. And Wood is her. She is the essence of goodness. She's not just wood. She's good. And it's Entrepreneurs Unite. I love that. That's really what EU stands for. They think it's European Union. It's not. It's Entrepreneurs Unite. I love it. Thank you, Coach Stephanie. Thank you for the opportunity always to be with you, to share the energy, and to channel it out into the world because we are of one mind. We care about one being only. And that's you, the one watching, listening. You're not watching, you're listening. So that's the reason you tuned in because you
No,
care
they're
the most about
watching too.
you.
They're
Oh, they can watch.
watching.
Ah, let me powder my nose a little more. Oh my gosh, my hair is out of place. So
Now, how can people connect with you?
the best way to connect is just open up your arms wide, take a deep breath, and chant joy, and then you'll be connecting with Barry Shore. And if you want to do it another way, you can go to barryshore.com, BarrySHore.com. And of course, Coach Stephanie, we have a special non-costing gift, a gift, no charge whatsoever. Go to barryshore.com/ebook and avail yourself of the opportunity of owning, using the transformative, any book you want. I published three last year, The Joy of Living, You Deserve It, an acronym book, pocket full of acronyms, it's wonderful, or O Shift, keep that F in place, the other stuff happens. So avail yourself of the opportunity, barryshore.com/ebook, and back to you, Coach Stephanie.
Merci beaucoup. Now, you can find me at my website, BodyAwe, as in awesome.com. And as Barry has known the past week, I've launched my new book, The
Wait a
Body.
minute. That's called a round of applause. Round. I'm doing an applause and round.
Not an
Thank you.
acronym, it's a round of applause.
Yes.
The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur, How to Navigate Your Unique Style for Business Success. And you can still, for the next week, as you watch this podcast, get the ebook for only 99 cents. And it's yours. You can make a review if you want. And as Barry knows, I totally enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs with business skills and also to enhance their body confidence, their confidence around going out into the world and showcasing who they are and their talent. That's important.
By
So,
the way, I want to interrupt you for a moment, Coach
what?
Stephanie, because it's not an interruption. It's a clarification, actually. I'm a man, and I love being a man. I had no idea, you're the one who's placing the idea in my head, that women don't have body confidence like men do.
They don't know. I meant to say, if you heard me, to enhance their body confidence. Their body confidence is how they move in the world with their physical body. And
Good.
to be
Thank you.
totally confident in that body that supports them every single moment of the day.
And it's, by the way, the same thing for men.
Yeah,
Men,
well, yeah.
I mean, hello, people need all human beings, man and woman. There are only two kinds, by the way. I'm getting political. There are only two kinds. There's a male and a female, man and woman, woman and man. And to enhance one's physical being is a very important aspect. And that's why I urge everybody to not just acquire, but to use Coach Stephanie's books, because I love this idea about unique style. We'll call that us. you know, the great acronym US, unique style.
Oh, I love that.
So that's why I'm giving it to
it's,
you. I love it also.
Going
I love
into
you.
The second edition.
Yes, exactly. Be, you know, us and we is women enhanced. Me is men enhanced. And that's what we do. You enhance people. And the best way to do that, by the way, is to learn how to focus, in my humble opinion. Focus is an essence, an essential aspect of living well. It is what, by the way, one of the most famous entrepreneurs in the history of the world was a man named Steve Jobs. Most people have heard of Steve Jobs. And if you haven't, then you've also, you obviously heard of his company called Apple. Steve Jobs was the one who, with his unique focus, he was the epitome of focus. He was capable fully of focusing and using the N-word on a regular basis. He would all oftentimes use the N-word. And the N-word is no. No matter no. what
Can
or not,
give
yes.
Give us an example, Barry Short.
Example. So he was focused at one point on building the, what people call the iMac. The iMac is the Mac notebook and such like that. And it was, he needed it to be not just thin, not just beautiful, but to combine being beautiful, thin, functional, like no other notebook existing. And whenever somebody would mention an idea, what about this extension of this idea and this and from the notebook? No, no, no. No matter how good the idea sounded, he wanted to make sure that everybody understood that the idea, the focus was make sure the iMac is done. We don't go off on any tangents. We focus. And it's very hard for people to do, especially in business. The D word is a major factor in failure or in stumbling or in causing angst. The D word, of course, is distraction.
Now, I'm going to counter you for 1 minute. Yes, distraction. But what if distraction enhances, I love that word, enhances your focus?
Okay, I will counter back to you and give my acronym for focus.
Okay.
Focus stands for fostering ongoing, continuous, unlimited success. Fostering ongoing, continuous, unlimited success. When you can do that, you learn how to pare back. And pare is not P-E-A-R, P-A-R-E. To pare back and make sure that the focus is what you want. When you do that, everything else becomes extraneous. If you can learn how to focus and focus well, you can be a Steve Jobs.
Well, I can say how I focus.
How do you focus?
I'm focusing on being with you right now, but at the same time, I'm writing, and by writing, I'm using another physical attribute, which makes me come back to you more rejuvenated to focus more on what you have to say.
Thank you. I love it that you focus on me. It's all about me, which, by the way, again, I want to emphasize, what we do together is not about Barry, as fabulous fellow that he is, or Coach Stephanie, amazing being. It's about you. You, the one listening, the one watching, you becoming the best you. That's why you're investing your most valuable asset, your time. So we urge everybody to make sure that you utilize the tools that we're discussing. And right now we're talking about focus. And
now, Barry, one more question.
Yes.
It seems that I think both of us as coaches, experts, advisors, mentors, maybe the word distraction, can we reframe that? Because
yes,
that doesn't seem to work.
Good. Okay. For you, it didn't work. I call it SOS. SOS stands for shiny object syndrome. Something looked, wow, look at that over there. Yeah, you know, we're working on this. And if we do this over here, they're going to, and that shiny object. Now, I will tell you something, Coach Stephanie, that is going to rub you. Ooh, I like that. But it's going to rub you, I think, the wrong way until you hear it. And that is the following. I learned this from a man named Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was the mentor and the teacher of Tony Robbins. So most people have heard of Tony Robbins. And I was in a small class with Jim Rohn and Tony Robbins 48 years ago, maybe 44. And at that time, when Jim Rohn was speaking, it was just a small group. He urged everybody to do the following. Don't take notes.
You said no, that I agree with. No, I totally agree with that.
Very good. Thank you.
I want us to create a word or find the word that's... I gave you the example. Maybe that wasn't the right one. You took it literally. I just did something different to rejuvenate myself. Like if I was with a client, I'd probably be walking around.
Okay, that's not distraction. Distraction is...
No, that's what I mean. The word distraction is not right.
Right.
So what is the word I'm looking for?
Well, look at shiny object syndrome. You'll see that people will gravitate to something that looks, wow, what about that? You know?
No, but I'm saying this is a cognitive decision to move to something different. It's not a distraction.
Well, different is wonderful. Remember, that was Steve Jobs' great advertising line. Think different. And people would see that billboard. Now, this goes back decades. People would see that billboard and say, wait a minute, it's supposed to be think differently. He said, think different. In other words, think different. Different is good. Distraction, in my humble opinion, is unhealthy. And by the way,
I agree, but
good.
When
okay,
I
just agree. Just agree.
So with that said, what do we want our audience to remember from our conversation?
The F word. The F word, focus. Focus stands for fostering ongoing, continuous, unlimited success for us. Us stands for, as she said it so beautifully, unique style. What's your unique style? That's what
and
I want
you
to
know,
go to BarryShore.com. That's it.
BarryShore. And when you know your unique style, you're yourself. And it just comes naturally. And you go do what you love to do.
And live exuberantly. Are we ready for our group hug as we do every
yes,
time?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's initiate. Go ahead.
HUG stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.